Great Barrington Public Theater on the McConnell Theater main stage is presenting the American premiere of Survival of the Unfit, running through July 21st. This is a razor-sharp, take-no-prisoners living room dramedy. It made its world premiere in 2023 at the Moscow Theater of the Modern Play. Russian theater circles and reviewers loved it. It takes audiences to an edgy, merciless Meet the Parents dinner party where honesty is dished up along with just desserts, touching on themes of love, loss, loyalty, and acceptance of others' flaws. It redefines what family really means today. Matt Penn is directing the four-person cast, and Matt, of course, has directed and produced over 200 episodes of some of television's most admired series. He is well known in our region as being not only a terrific guy, but also just a great director and someone that we're very lucky to have in our region. One of the people he will be directing in this production is Carolyn Hennessy. She won an Emmy Award in 2017 for her role as Karen Blackwell in The Bay, and, of course, is best known as playing Diane Miller in General Hospital since 2006 in Survival of the Unfit. Hennessy plays the mother, Shirley. It's a great pleasure to welcome both Matt Penn and Carolyn Hennessy to the roundtable.
Thank you so much.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Absolutely.
How are you both?
We are well. Go ahead.
Incredibly well. Yes. Yes. I've now driving in from where I was last night.
Carolyn is
Newburgh?
Learning the Berkshires I'm learning and the surrounds.
I'm learning all of New York, Massachusetts, and I've decided I have to find a way to move here.
You know, when I was reading your bio, I didn't know, is General Hospital based in New York or in California?
Has always been in Los Angeles.
Always been in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
So you're mostly a left coast person.
California born and bred. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So then how often do you get back to the East Coast to do theater?
Not a great deal, and certainly not up here. This is my first, and I'm thrilled. I'm just so happy to be here.
So how does that happen?
Well,
you know, it happened, we were casting the show. And as you know, casting is such a process. As a director, you're sort of paid to have a kind of vision into the future, which sometimes you have, and sometimes you're searching for it. But we were reading for all four of the roles, and Oren Safdie, who's the playwright of Survival of the Unfit, said to me, "You know what? There is this woman, Carolyn Hennessy, who did a reading of this play pre-COVID, and she's superb." And I looked at Carolyn both on tape and her resume, and I said, well, there's no question that obviously she can act. I got to meet her. So we met on Zoom.
Yeah.
And you know what I look for as a director is, what's the person's essence? Like, what do they bring onto that stage that somebody else won't bring? And after about 45 minutes with Carolyn, actually after about 5 minutes with Carolyn, but after about 45 minutes, you know, we finished the Zoom and I thought, this is the person. And I called up Oren and I said, she's our gal. And she really plays the central character, Shirley, because it's a play about a family of three who has a visitor coming for dinner.
Yes.
And of course, the visitor's arrival uncaps so many secrets and dark deceits within the family in a humorous way, believe it or not. And that's where sort of Carolyn came to the forefront for us, and we're happy to have her as the lead in the show.
And believe me, I'm thrilled to be here. But also, it's incredibly unusual that something like this happens, because Great Barrington Public Theater really relies on casting locally.
Yeah.
And so this was my good fortune, really my good fortune, that Matt and I just happened to hit it off, and both he and Oren kind of fought for me. Because, you know, unless you look up IMDb,
your essence.
It's my essence. my essence just exudes. It just exudes through the Zoom. But, you know, they pride themselves on casting locally. So this was unusual for them and very fortuitous for me.
And I don't, please do not accuse me of putting words into your mouth, Matthew, but it seems obviously you're also, while wanting, sure, to cast locally whenever you can, you want the best person for the role.
You want the best person for the role, and each role, as you know, has a particular demand to it. And in this case, we knew we had a bunch of local or in the general vicinity actors who were extraordinary. And it was really, Carolyn wouldn't have happened unless Oren had seen her in this play.
Yeah.
And and we were, as you know, there's a bunch of extraordinary actors and actresses in the Berkshires, all of whom were booked doing 25 different plays.
Yeah.
Themselves. So we knew that going in, and I said, well, let me see Carolyn. So that's how it worked out. And the rest of our cast is really Williamstown, Northern Connecticut, you know.
Syracuse and...
Not quite Syracuse.
No, Vinny?
But,
no? Oh, okay.
No.
Right. Well, we have
Newburgh. You'll get there tomorrow.
Hopefully. Because I'm traveling. I'm a traveling woman.
At this point, the whole Northeast is the same to her.
That's right.
That's all right.
It's a lot of trees. Y'all notice that?
NPR still calls us up thinking we're near Buffalo. So I'm interested too in, so while in Los Angeles, mm-hmm. do you do a lot of theater in and around LA?
I do.
Yeah.
It's, but because of the soap opera schedule, and there's some others, there's prime time and there's film that I am very fortunate to also be doing, I can't do like a 3-month commitment
right.
in a larger house. So I do a lot of what would be called off Broadway mm-hmm. in Los Angeles. Yeah.
Yeah, and limited run.
Sure.
Yeah,
sure.
Limited
yeah.
run to come
4 weeks, 6 weeks, that kind of thing. Yeah. And this certainly
other than being close to the house, this fits that model that you can
yeah.
come in.
I wish it were longer. I wish this run were, you know, a few months now. Now that we're into it, now that we're hearing the audience reaction, now that, you know, we've really gelled as a cast on stage and finding those incredible moments on stage, I want this to be a 3-month run, if not longer.
Give us, tell us how you found Oren's work, and obviously this was something that made waves in Moscow. That's not a traditional road to American theater circles, but how did this one work out?
Right. Well, the Moscow is sort of, the story is parenthetical, and I'll tell it in a minute, but Jim Frangione, who's the artistic
sure.
director, of Great Barrington Public Theater. We've known each other for many, many years. We were co-artistic directors with Joe Kakachi and Bob Jaffe of Berkshire Playwrights Lab for 12 or 13 seasons. And I had cast Jim on a Law and Order years ago as an attorney. And I thought, wow, this guy's good. So we knew each other quite well. And he'd seen my work, obviously, and I'd seen his. And he got this play, and he said, Matt, I think you're the guy for this. I want you to read it. And I thought, you know, I'm kind of into taking it easy this summer. And I read the play, and I called Jim, and I said, I'm in. I got to do it. And I believe in the Great Barrington Public Theater. I believe in all of the theaters that we have. The 5-6 theaters that we have in the Berkshires. And it's nice to see the Great Barrington Public Theater launching itself. And I knew if we did it right that this would garner some positive press. Modesty aside, we've gotten very, very good reviews. The Moscow story is a little different, which I'll tell in a second if you want to hear it. But I had nothing to do with that. Oren wrote the play.
Yes.
He had a friend who was a playwright, who also was fluent in Russian, and said, wow, this is a terrific play. I'd like to translate it. He did. He set it up in Moscow. The play's been running in Moscow for a year as a big success. Oren doesn't have the chutzpah to go see it because who knows if you'd get out.
Right, exactly.
And so he has this thing running. But For all purposes, this is a world premiere other than Moscow.
Ours is a nice, tight, like 85 minutes, roughly about 85 minutes. according to Oren, theirs is about 2.5 hours, so we're not quite sure what they're doing on
that
stage.
It's the circus performers and animals that
and
come
apparently
in
there's a dance number as well.
Yes. So obviously, I think like the quartet of actors it seems right. Like, I mean, that's a nice number of people to work with, isn't it?
It really is. And I, like I said, Daniel Jarrell, who plays the father and Carolyn's husband, is an actor I knew from directing him in New York on a piece of television, and he just stayed with me for years. I just thought, this guy, I gotta cast him again. So each actor came to it in their own way. Sarah Keys is a wonderful actress in Williamstown, and I'd work with her a little bit around the 10x10. And I thought, this gal can really bring it. And so we brought her into audition, and we had our quartet, you know, and that's
Vinny Randazzo kind of rounds it out as Samuel, my son.
Yeah, so. Vinny I had worked with in New York and spent a lot of time reading him for this. And because that's the thing, as I said, you're looking for the essence of the person, not just can they act. Yes, all of these people can act. But what's their essence? Is it right to tell the narrative function of the play?
How are they going to get along with each other? Are we just going to chew each other up, you know, in rehearsal? Are we going to, right? Who are these people? And can they work well together to create this wonderful piece of theater? And fortunately for all of us, I think we work seamlessly. Mm-hmm. It's just, we gelled very quickly. And, you know.
That's lightning in a bottle, right?
Truly. Truly. If you're going to say, how does that happen? What makes people? Who knows? Because it is lightning in a bottle. I like to think it's me. I think I'm basically, you know, the glue.
I was going to say.
I'm the uniting force. You know.
Well,
so.
clearly,
spoken like an actress.
Yes, but
with the best intention of the play, right?
but it must have been something that drew you to want to do the reading initially. Of looking at it and saying, oh, okay, this is something I want to give up some of my time for.
It's a comedy that then becomes something else. And that's very rare that it doesn't just sort of stay like, you know, kind of like it's a roller coaster, that it's not sort of a laugh a minute all the way through. And Shirley is so utterly complex. There's a lot of subtext in everything she says, and she's just one of those delicious characters to play. Because once it's getting a hold of her, that can be a little challenging. But she's also one of those characters that once the glove is on, it doesn't come off. You know every nook and cranny of her, and it just keeps getting a little deeper and deeper and deeper. And so we're, again, you know, as has to happen, we find those incredible moments on stage as we plumb the depths.
You've been doing General Hospital for so long. Obviously, steady work is lovely, right?
Love it.
Yeah. And a schedule that is fairly...
Not for me, actually, because I'm not under contract, and the fact that I'm not under contract, nor have ever been, they just kind of work me like I am, which I love, is what enabled me to be able to come and do this.
Okay.
Yeah. So, but yes, it's the gift that keeps on giving.
How do you is it shot? Obviously, it's a daily show.
Mm-hmm.
So the shooting schedule runs basically how many shooting days do you have a year?
Well.
Depending if you were in every day.
It's 5 days a week. We get a dark week, I think, like every 4 or 5 weeks, sometimes 2 dark weeks off. The entire month of July, 3 at Christmas, you know, because of budgetary constraints. But we are shooting 5 days a week when we are shooting, and anywhere from two to three episodes a day. So it can be sometimes like 162 pages.
Wow.
Yeah.
And Matt just dropped his head my goodness.
Yeah.
And obviously very different from the TV work you're used to, which is once a week, but still.
Right. You're shooting single camera. You're shooting sort of the film. The coverage is quite different. from a sort of technological and technical perspective. And we would, to put it in perspective, shoot 8 pages a day. They're shooting sometimes 160. Yeah. 8 pages they do in the first 15 minutes.
Yeah, you know. Easily.
So, but it's, like I said, it's it the approach is quite different. So.
And I guess the first time you were in Dawson's Creek, of course.
Oh my goodness, yes. Let's go back.
How many episodes were you in?
I think I was all of season
three or four.
Yeah. The horrible love to hate her Mrs. Valentine who ran the yacht club.
No, and Mrs. Valentine, it was. Well, Mr. Valentine.
I was a single mom raising Drew Valentine.
Drew Valentine.
Who was Joey's...
friend-ish?
Yes. I just know that I was really awful to... Who played Joey? Oh, she's married to Tom Cruise.
That wonderful actress.
And gorgeous. beautiful. I hope she does. I hope she only in the world is not listening to this right now.
I'm telling you right now, the 20-year-old me is slapping me upside the head that I can't think of the actress' name.
Me too. But I was. I was
biology for 200, please,
Alex. I was her nemesis.
Why can't I?
Believe me, there are people who are writing in right now.
Katie Holmes.
The gorgeous,
Katie Holmes.
The beautiful Katie Holmes.
Yes. And is that cool? Like, do you like having that kind of gig?
You mean like a season on something?
Season.
Sure. Yeah. Season on True Blood, season on, you know, Dawson's. Absolutely. Yeah, exactly.
As long as the check's clear.
That's, you know. It's nice when they kind of buy you for a specific period of time, and you kind of think, I can't go on audition for anything else. Whew. We can just relax a little bit. You know.
All right, Don't you worry, Matt. I'm going to give the show a final plug, but I have one very important question to ask, Carolyn.
Yes.
Tell me about your rings.
Oh yes.
You have the biggest rings I've ever seen.
Go big or go home. Yes,
I'm wearing 5 of them.
I'm wearing 5 of them at the moment, and I realize when I take them off, my hands just feel very bare. No, I love big rings, and I am able to actually grasp things, hold things like steering wheels while wearing them. Yeah. Let's see. Germany, Venice, Italy, Berkshires. Great Barrington.
Oh, again,
that's
very
right.
Nice.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So,
okay. Good. Oh,
yeah.
So you collect them too.
I do. Yes. This is a small sampling.
Does Shirley wear them?
Shirley does not. Shirley is very simple in her taste.
Did you have that discussion?
Every day in rehearsal, there's been a different combination of rings that have been extraordinary, and myself and the rest of the cast have always commented on it. But let me just remind folks. Go to greatbarringtonpublictheater.org because we only have 1 week left on this run, and the notices have been great.
Yeah, the reviews are just outstanding, and congratulations to all of you.
It has really been a pleasure, and
amazing work. It
is a fun and grimacing evening in the theater.
I think I love grimacing more than fun, actually.
Oh, yeah.
It's really great. Great Barrington Public Theater on the McConnell Theater main stage presenting the American premiere, A Survival of the Unfit, running through July 21st. GreatBarringtonPublicTheater.org. GreatBarringtonPublicTheater.org. Our thanks to Matt Penn and Carolyn Hennessy. Have a gorgeous end of the run.
Thank you.
Rings to you.
More rings, yes, indeed.
A delight to meet you.
Lovely
thank you
to
so
meet
much.
You. Thank
Always
you.
Great to have you back. Thank
great
you.
Great to be here, Joe.
Have a wonderful time. GreatBarringtonPublicTheater.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.